We have the one and only, oh gosh, it's Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
And we also have another Josh Joe Josiah. morning, Joe.
Morning.
And we also have Hannah Banana Barker as well.
Why do you say that like that?
Because I know I'll get a reaction like that. So, as ever, we shall start.
Very good.
As ever, we will start with our question. Who wants to go first?
Not me.
Okay. Well, you borrowed a question because you could never think of any.
I can't. Okay. I still don't have a borrowed one.
Ladies first.
Do that mean you then?
No, of course it doesn't.
What do you think about of them when you're walking?
What do I think about? When I'm walking?
Yeah.
Is when I can stop and put my feet up.
No, seriously.
Seriously? Yeah. Who do you want to ask that first?
You.
I thought we might. I don't know. If I'm walking around Newport, I tell you what is lovely, and that is if you're walking around Newport, you see so many different views of Carisbrook Castle.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. I am also seriously thinking when I can actually go home and put my feet up. And so on. And I'm also secretly thinking, how many steps have I done? Have I done 10,000 yet so I can take a rest?
That is interesting because my sister got the watch that tells you how many steps you took.
Well, I've got one recently.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realise just how much I was sat down. So I try and do 10,000 steps. And what we do generally with walking, seriously, I try and walk as many as I can during the course of the day, which probably is about 6,000 steps. And then after our evening meal, we go out for a walk and we top it up to 10,000. Last night I managed 11,000 steps.
Wow.
So what are you thinking about then?
I'm thinking about all my troubles in my life.
All your troubles in your life?
I'll tell you
what is good, Hannah. We talk about ours when we're walking. I'm lucky, I've got a wife to walk around with, and we talk about our troubles and we talk about how we're going to do things. And I don't know if it's a good way of unwinding and talking about your issues and dealing with
them. Well, I talk to my granddad about my troubles.
Your friend?
No, my granddad.
Oh, your granddad?
Yeah.
So he's there on the walk with you?
Yeah.
Do you have to wait for him? Because they're a bit slow on their feet, aren't they?
No, he totally have to stop and wait for me.
That'll change.
Yeah.
That'll change. What about you, Joe?
Why is the fridge so far away? Usually because I'm usually walking from my bedroom to the fridge. That's as far as I walk.
You're like a cartoon character. I'll look out. There must be a character based on Joe. There must be. What about you? Gosh, it's Josh. Why is that microphone so far away? What do you think? What are you thinking about? Come on, just step out to that microphone, because let's make this question a little bit bigger, because I hope you don't mind, you want to talk about this, but you were talking about walking, and when you're getting, the first things that cross your mind is when you cross a road, you need to be safe.
Yes.
So that's every time you go out, you're conscious, very conscious of when you get to a road. So you're thinking, when you're out walking, you're thinking safety first.
Yes.
Which is good. Which is great.
Safety always comes first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So whose next question is it? Is it Joe's?
I still don't have one.
You still don't? Didn't you borrow a question?
No.
Well, you want it back. What about you, Josh? You got a question?
If money was no object, what would you buy?
If money was no object, what would I buy? How much have you got? How much have you got? What would you buy? You'd buy a smaller house. See, you'd buy a smaller house so the fridge was closer.
Why couldn't they just buy like lots of fridges? Why just buy a fridge and just put it in my room?
A fridge in every room.
Yeah.
Including the loo. What would you buy?
Round the world ticket.
Around the world ticket.
Yeah, non-stop.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, around the world ticket for you. Then, thought of anything yet? Is it just one thing? Is there a cap on how much you can spend on it?
It's just if there's no such thing as money, and
you'd have a big house, wouldn't you? You'd have a big house with all the trimmings in.
Yeah, all the setup.
Yeah, you'd have a big house with a little hospital in it, so you wouldn't have to go out anywhere. That sounds great, actually. you'd have a big house that was big enough that when you went for a walk, you know, 5 mile walk, you were still on your own land. That would be wonderful. Got any ideas yet? No idea for a question?
No.
Okay, what about inventions then? I think we should, you know, if you could invent something, one thing, what would it be?
A fridge that walked to me. I was going to keep with this fridge thing.
How long has this obsession of fridges lasted? I mean, it's
I just really like the fridge. I don't even want the food.
What's in the fridge? That,
food.
Okay, so that's what you're...
What was your first love? The fridge.
The food in the fridge.
The food in the fridge. So, an invention that is a fridge that walks to you, yeah, follows you around.
It would be pretty useful, though, wouldn't it?
How great would that be?
Yeah, like,
you could have an oven that...
If you're in the kitchen, well, yeah, you know, and then the fridge just walks close to you, so I needed the milk or something. And fridge is there.
I kind of get where you're coming from
there
now.
There for you.
I kind of get where you're coming from. Okay, what would you invent?
In fact, a time machine.
A time machine?
Yeah.
How great would that be?
That I'm like in Doctor Who.
I'll tell you what, we saw it last night. What? And it's really quite deep this time around, isn't it? I'm enjoying it.
I never want to, but I want a time machine.
You want a time machine? Yeah, I'd like a time machine. Yeah. You could go back in time and you could get all the results.
And forward in time too.
Yeah, you could. But you go forward in time, get the results for certain races, win yourself loads of money and buy that dream house, can't you?
Like in Back to the Future.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That was a good film as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh?
Teleportation.
What, like Mike TV? In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Is that sort of thing? Go on, explain, what's that? Have you got like right proper technical above our heads? Are we going to get this?
So you want to be somewhere, but then you think, oh, I don't want to walk there. You can just, with a touch of a button, you could just be there.
Yeah. What, but you stay there, and they think it's like a mirage or something. That would be even better. Then you don't have to go at all, do you? How great would that be? I'm liking that.
How about...
I'm not actually here, by the way. I'm at home with my feet. And the fridge is walking towards me.
You're weird.
I am very weird. Yeah. Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I would invent a horse that picked up its own poo. What are you laughing at? On a regular basis now, I go with my wife on a Sunday morning when she goes horse riding. The first job you have to do is poo pick the field. It's everywhere. I would say, come on, let's have a horse that, you know, did its own poo.
Do you horse ride?
No, I don't horse ride. I haven't built up to that yet.
Oh.
No. I did once about 25 years ago, and I hopped on, and this lady who I was with at the time, she smacked the backside of this horse, and while I was on it, and I went, you know, hurtling down the road there at a great rate of knots, and didn't like it at all. It was a very uncomfortable ride. Anyway, I won't go into too much detail, but I think you can gather what happened. Is that all our questions done and dusted?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with some music from Janet Jackson. We've got our record of the week, which is Harry Styles' new single.
Oh, no. oh, boy, I can't wait.
And we've got a fascinating fact to discuss as well.
Yeah.